kind of went, Terry reminded me, I guess I'm getting old, that's why I got young people with me, right? He reminded me that we didn't do our offering. Amen. Right? Say amen. So y'all know how I feel about the offering, so I forgot all about it. Ken looked at me and said, keep on forgetting if you want to. Let's have the officers come down for our offering. So let's take a look at the jumbo screen for announcement. To have this opportunity to share your word with the body of Christ. We thank you for always being with us, even our ups and downs, and showing us how to manage our life. We couldn't do what we do without you. So, Lord, I just want to thank you for your wellness. Thank you for the healing power. Thank you for the deliverance power. Lord, thank you for your word that we live every single day. And so we ask you, Lord, continue to give us the right mind to serve and worship and praise you and love humanity the way humanity should be loved. We love you so much. In Christ's name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. So the sermon today, I'm gonna kind of piggyback on last week, but I want to talk about, I was fortunate last week to be introduced to the Cooley Bible College. And I had an opportunity to go to their conference at Maranatha. And one of the leaders spoke, and he spoke about this upside down kingdom, and I thought it was so powerful. I did a lot of research on it and did some work on it. I said, man, this is powerful, and I think it's important that we share this. So I just want to preface this because I want to get through this today, right? It's important. I remember as I was younger and I was growing up, and grew up in poverty. And we were very, very poor, and we didn't have much. And I often would go by my friend's house, and I would wish I had a house like theirs, and I wish that we had food in our house like they had food in their house, and I wish my mom would have a car like they had. And then as we kept going, and you know, and God was blessing me to be introduced to so many different people, and I saw so many things, And I was so excited because I just wanted things that I had not had an opportunity to get in life. And so I went away and I went to college. And I went to college and I graduated from college. And when I came back, I asked the Lord for a beautiful wife. And he blessed me with a beautiful wife. I asked him for a job. He gave me a job. I asked him for a car. He gave me a car. I asked him for a house. He gave me a house. And I just, everything I asked him for, he gave it to me. And he kept blessing me. And I was so excited. But sometimes I found myself, even though I got this big, beautiful home, it's 5,400 square feet, it's got four bedrooms, two fireplaces, four bathrooms, it's huge, and it's a beautiful, beautiful brick home, and God blessed us to get the home for a little bit of nothing, right? And so when the guy gave us the home, the lady, we made the offer, they gave it to us for $150,000 cheaper than what someone else had offered them. And so we were so excited because we had looked for different houses, and our dean was so excited we got the house. But I said, man, what a beautiful home. And people come by and they see our home and they say, oh my God, what a beautiful home. And so I wanted to stay in Muskegon so kids could see a role model, right? And so, but here's the issue, right? So Muskegon is transforming. So I go downtown, I ride my bike all the time, and I go and I look, and our dean like looking at houses. And I go down by the lake, and I see these homes, man, and they're so beautiful, man. I'm like, oh, my God, what a nice house. Man, if I had that house right there, right? I said, man, I would love that house right there. And here's another with a swimming pool. And, man, this house is so big. It looks so beautiful with a triple-star garage and with a Lexus in the driveway. And I'm like, wow, this is, like, going on. And I'm like, man, this is bad, right? Now, here's the issue, right? Even though God had blessed me and blessed me to have a car, and my car is paid for, and he blessed me to have a beautiful home, and fortunately, my home is paid for, right? So my car is paid for, my home is paid for, I got a very nice car, I have two cars, right? And I have a very nice home, right? And I got a very nice family, I got a gorgeous wife, and all this good stuff. So I'm living life, right? But we have a tendency sometimes, man, to look across the street and see somebody else got a big house, and we want what they got, right? And we want something more and bigger. So what happened is a sign of greed. Everybody say greed. agree, right? We got more clothes. We got more clothes that we can wear. I told our dean today, we looked at her closet. I said, I'm going to preach about today. We went in her closet, and it was so many dresses. She was trying to find a dress, and she couldn't find a dress because there was too many dresses, right? And you got shoes all over the place, and we got shoes here and clothes there and coats here and that. And we got everything that anybody can ever imagine. You go in my garage, I got every tool that anybody can ever imagine. Whatever you want, I can get it to you, right? So I got all this stuff. But I'm often, JB, look at somebody else and I say, man, I wish I had that. Right? And so we've been so Americanized that we always want bigger and better and bigger and better. And we always compare ourselves to other people and what somebody else have, right? And if you really think about it, most people are really living from paycheck to paycheck. So they house poor or they car poor, right? But we see it and we compare them. Well, Jesus came, and when God introduced Jesus to the world, he brought Jesus in and he introduced the upside down kingdom, right? The way Jesus introduced everything, it was different than what the world looks like, right? So a lot of us are struggling because we're greedy. Right? God has blessed us. We ask God to bless us, then he blesses us, then we want him to give us even more. And then he blesses again, we give him more. Now, we ain't going to talk about when he give us more, we give him less. Right? Either less in his finance or less in our time. So the more God bless us, the less we give him. Right? But Jesus, when he introduced his kingdom, and said the kingdom is really not about things because things come as a byproduct of loving God. Right? So the kingdom of God, he says, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. All these things will be added. But we want all the stuff that God have already gave us access to. Now, the problem we have is because God, Jesus, was introducing an upside-down kingdom, we don't understand it. So we claim we love him, Sam, with all our heart, and we say we want to follow Jesus. But in reality, man, we really want to follow the world. We really want to keep up with the Joneses, what the Joneses is doing, right? We buy furniture when we already got furniture. We buy stuff we already have because we went by somebody else's house and they got it, right? And so whatever somebody else have, I want it even better. So they got this, I want mine bigger and better. So when I pull up beside them, I want them to know I'm rolling, right? Now, and so Jesus said, no, it's not that way, really, really. God was trying to introduce the world to something different. The church was even screwed up. So the church was in a mess. Right? So if the church was not in a mess, there was no need for God to bring Jesus into the world. Right? And so when Jesus came in, he was telling all of them wrong. All you guys are all screwed up. Right? And he introduced God's kingdom. Now, in a kingdom, the king rules. Right? In a kingdom, the king runs everything. But in a democracy, the people vote on it. Right? So when Jesus introduced this kingdom to us, it's important that we understand his kingdom, and so we won't go around struggling. Now, most of us, and I say a great percentage of us, have more than enough. We really have more than enough. And some of us who got really nice things wish we had not bought it before. Right, we got it at the time. We was excited, and we said, "I wish I had never, ever bought it." Right, because it really not that big of a deal. Right, my car was good; it was rolling, and everybody said, "Woo!" Now I got to pay the notes for 6 years. Right, and I got to pay insurance on it. I got to pay taxes on this, and I got to do this, and I got to do that. I got to buy tag, and now I'm broke as a joke. Right, and so. But in the kingdom of God, when we put our value right and we think right. So here's what he says. This is important. Let me give you this quote before I get to Jesus, right? Here. So if you change the way you think, everybody say, if I change the way I think, the way you live will change. Remember that. If I change the way I think, the way I live will change. If I change and understand things differently. Some stuff we don't have access to because we don't really get into anything. We don't read anything. We don't seek knowledge. So we just move. But once we get knowledge, it changes us from the inside out. Knowledge is power. It really is power, because once I get the knowledge, I change. Now, I want to introduce you guys to this upside-down kingdom. So I think your life will change. I really think your life will change. I hope your life will change. I pray your life will change. I hope you see things through a different lens. It's important. So let's talk about Jesus for a few minutes, right? So now, here's what it says in Matthew 4. It says, and again, here's Jesus. Everybody say Jesus. Here is Jesus come to baptism. He gets baptized, right? And when he gets baptized, immediately, now it's important, immediately God leads him to the adversary. He takes him out and he leads him. Here's what it says. And again, the devil taketh him up into an exceedingly high mountain. I'm not reading all of it. I'm just getting a portion of it in there, right? To a high mountain, and showeth him all the kingdoms of the world and the glory of them. So God led Jesus into the wilderness, and he shows him all this stuff that everybody else want. He said, you can have access to all of this, right? So the devil said, listen, I run this world, right? I got it. I got all the money. I'm the billionaire. I can do things. I can show you how to flip your business. I can show you how to turn money over. You can turn a dollar. I can show you how to invest in the bitcoins. I can show you all this stuff. All you got to do is really focus on me and not God. Focus on yourself, me, myself, and I, and how I can get ahead and how I can make it happen and get your eyes off of God. Jesus, if you do that, I'm going to make you great. Right? Now, a lot of times, man, we listen to the world and we listen to what people say and what people offer us, and we read articles and we dive into investments and all this kind of stuff, and we really think that they know what they're talking about. But Jesus came in and he introduced something different. So when he comes in, first of all, God takes him and takes him and said, let me show you what the adversary is all about, what he's planning on doing in your life. Even though you are considered the son of God and you are powerful, he's coming after you. So if he's coming after you, remember he's going to come after all of your followers. Everybody that's following after you. You can't make enough money to be happy. So don't you let anybody fool you, think you make more money, you'll be happy. Sometimes the more money you get, the broker you are. And the more money you make, the sadder you are. Right? And the more money you get, the more people try to find out how to get your money you got. Right? And so if you make $1 million and you make $2 million, you make $3 million, somebody's trying to figure out how to get your money. If you don't believe it, ask some of the NBA stars, the NFL stars, the Major League Baseball players. So you have agents who are trying to figure out how to get their money from them as they manage their money. But the whole purpose is I need you to feed me off of you. So my goal is try to get you more money so I can get some of your money. Right? And so everybody's after money, 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 money. And nobody's happy because money don't make you happy. People say, oh, yes, it do. Yeah, it's because you're broke right now. But those who got money can tell you that when you have it, it is not about money. Money is just a means of exchange. Happiness, joy comes from within. Some of the brokest people in the world are the happiest people in the world, right? Because they rely on God and not themselves. Some of us are so smart and so brilliant, we rely on ourselves, right? We really rely on the world system. Now, so here's this. Again, the devil taking him up into a high, exceedingly high mountain and showed him all the kingdoms of the world and the glory of them. And he said unto him, all these things will I give to thee. Now, this is the adversary talking to Jesus. If thou wilt fall down and worship me. How many people, somebody is trying to pull a fast one and say, if you do this here, I can make sure you get this. If you do this here, I can make sure you get this here. And they always trying to pull a fast one. Or they really trying to, what they really trying to do is trying to make themselves rich using you. Right? Believe me, you, the world is never about you. The world is always about them. It's never. But the kingdom is about you. It's about others. It's about how do I bless others. Then he says this. Then said Jesus unto him, get thee hence, Satan, for it is written, thou shalt not worship the Lord thy God. I mean, thou shalt worship the Lord thy God, and him only. Everybody say him only. Right? Shall thou serve, right? I'm not serving no one else other than him. Now watch this. It's important. You got to know your mindset. You got to know the way you think. He's not telling you not to make money. He's not telling you that you shouldn't have resources. He's not saying you shouldn't have, but you better have your mind right. Because what happens is, if your mind is not right, man, you'll see people as dollars. And then instead of you trying to serve people, you'll be trying to extract from them. You're trying to take from instead of give to, right? And whenever you take from somebody, you're always going to lose. You're never going to win that battle, all right? I don't care. Every time you take, you're going to lose even more. I don't know why the system is designed that way, but the more you take, the more you give away. God said, I refuse to let you take all mine and think you're going to get away with it. But we so excited about, we see people with a nice car and a nice house and a nice bank account. We think they're doing all right, right? Here's the thing. You need to follow their mind. You got to watch their mind. You got to see the way they think. You got to have a conversation with them. Some people you worshiping, right, you have no idea who they are. They're nothing but con artists. They slicker than slick. They play the game. They know how to play the game. They study people and they study things, and the whole thing is how to take advantage of people. But when you have a mind of Christ, you never, ever think about what I can get from you. I'm always thinking about how I can be a blessing. Here's the thing. God designed the world in such a way that nobody should ever be hungry. No, he designed it. You know, I heard a guy on YouTube, he did a little clip on YouTube, and he was so angry. He said, damn America. He was so mad. He said, how damn America? God gave us water, and damn, you're charging us for water. The thing that God gave us for free, you didn't market it. You done took it. You got people say, I can figure out how to sell you water. And God gave it to us for free. He said, grapes and watermelon and fruit and vegetables. God gave it to us naturally, and you trying to figure out how to way to take people's resources from them. And you want to take it and you want to sell it so you can make a profit, so you can make money off of somebody else. That's not the kingdom. Right? So we're living in this kingdom that everything is about get, and everybody's struggling. I do a lot of counseling. Listen, people are up to here in stress. They about to lose their mind because they're so stressed out. And people who you think have, they don't have nothing. They broker than yesterday. They don't have anything, right? And I'm saying, but when you find every single person I talk to, man, who really, really love God, embrace God, is not struggling. I promise they're not struggling. Because they understand that everything belongs to God. So whatever I have is more than enough. Right? Everything. And I don't have to worry about, because God got me. All I got to do is do right. All I got to do is serve right and watch God bless me. That's the upside-down kingdom. So upside-down kingdom is God's way of doing business. And we're going to get into that, right? So now, in Matthew, here's what Jesus said. From that time, Jesus began, and they had put John in prison. Jesus came, and he preached, and he said, repent. Everybody say repent. He's talking to everybody, more so the religious community, because he wasn't dealing with the non-religious community. He was dealing with the religious community, people who had a relationship with God. He said, repent. Here's what repent means. Repent means turn. Because whatever direction you're going is the wrong direction. Right? You shouldn't be making $80,000, $90,000 and broke. You shouldn't be hungry. If you're making that kind of money, you should be on everybody. But the cost up, I went to the grocery store the other day, and I bought a few bags, and it cost $146. And I then said, I said, how much? I said, honey, I spent $146. She said, what? I said, yes, you did. Yes. $146, honey. We sure did, right? Now, but here's the thing. It didn't faze me. It really didn't faze me because I had it. Right? So when you got it, you're not fazed by it, right? But you can't make $80,000, $90,000 a year and then still crying broke. I don't care what the economy is doing. what you got to do is downsize. Because you're trying to supersize life. Even though God gave you a supersized budget, right? So here's the thing. So you said, man, if God just blessed me to make $40,000 a year, I'd be so excited. He gave you $40,000. You said, if God gave me $50,000 a year, I'd be living large. He gave you $50,000. He said, if he gave me $60,000 a year, I'd be living large. He gave you $60,000. If I was making $80,000 a year, man, $80,000 is just like $100,000, like $100. Whatever he do, because you overspend, you keep on saying, if he give me more. And God said, I'm going to keep on giving to you, but until you give me your life, for real, every dime you get in your pocket is going to be a hole. It's going to fall right out. Because your mentality is wrong. He said, because all you think about is getting, getting, getting. All you want to do is get, get, get. All you want to do is keep buying stuff. Right? And you don't want to do nothing for nobody. I don't want to be a blessing to anybody. God said, I created you to be a blessing. I gave you gifts to serve the people. Right? But you're so busy hoarding. Most people are angry, upset, and bent out of shape because they won't give. They don't have a spirit of giving. So they're angry. Most people are angry because they broke. They're mad. Their marriage is failing because they broke. We don't have no money. You have enough money. You just got to cut back. And you still can live large. You don't have to drive a Bentley. You can drive a Ford Escort, and it'll get you to the grocery store. Right? Now, I'm not saying don't drive a Bentley if you got Bentley money. Right? But some of you, I know you don't have. So I'm living in this kingdom. It's about greed, and I got to show everybody what I got. I got to look good. It's if you look good, people think you're good. Right? Most people are looking at you like you're a fool because they know you're broke. They're not funny. Listen, a guy told me the other day, a girl said, told her mama, said, would you please wire me $221 as soon as possible? She said, well, you got to do it before the end of the day. She said, why is that? She said, because if you don't, they're going to turn my car off where it is. So they got a system in your car right now. You think you can get, they used to have to repossess it. Now they just turn it off. They got a device in the car now, it'll stop in the middle of the highway. Right? Because you've overextended. Right? Because you're trying to keep up with the Joneses. Right? Right? So, let me get this thing gonna be good. This is gonna be good. Because this upside down kingdom, I gotta see it different. I gotta see it the way Jesus see it. Right? Now, here's what happened. Listen, Jesus was unveiling God's way of doing business. This is what Jesus was doing, right? The kingdom not built on force. Everybody says not built on force. It's not built on wealth or fame, right? But it's built on love, grace, mercy, and truth. Those are all inner strengths, right? So the kingdom is built on an inside thing. It's really built on the heart of man. The kingdom is really built on your heart. You know, I don't care how many head Patrick cut. I don't care. He can cut hair to his midnight, right? If he don't do right, him and his wife still going to argue about the bills. He can make so much money because you can't figure out where it's going. Because what happens is, it's almost like the adversary put a blind on you. And you think you got, and you don't you spend. You say, I got enough money. Don't raise your hand. If I ask people in this audience right now, how many of you are on a budget? I bet you 10% of people stand up. 90% of people won't. And all the budget is, I'm going to tell my money where it's supposed to go. If I can tell my money where it's supposed to go, I always know where it's at. I never run out because I set my budget based on what I got. But if I don't live by budget and I'm just living, right, and then what happens? I don't know what's going on. At the end of the month, I'm always short. Right? And so, in God's way of doing business, if he said, if you seek ye first what? The kingdom of God. If I put God first in everything I do, the rest of the market lines up. But we don't do that. Here's how I know. I'm just talking to my family. I ain't talking about people that ain't saved, right? So we adopt this lifestyle. we said we're believers, we're Christians, right? So we said in the Christian faith, we give. Some people believe in tithing, offering. That's what we believe in, all our heart. We believe it, right? The issue is, I believe it until it's time for me to give it. Now, I got faith that God will heal, but I ain't got faith that he'll give me back if I give some in. So I can pray for you, but I'm not giving you my resources. I don't trust God enough with the finances, but I trust enough to believe that he'll heal you. So I pray for you, right? But I'm not going to do my part when it's time to give. So I got faith over here, but I really don't have faith. Because faith is really knowing that everything I have belongs to him. And I don't care. I can't even outgive God. It seems like the more I give, the more he give back to me. And here's the thing. Good measure. It's pressed down, and then he shakes it, packs it down some more, and somebody else keep giving to me. Because God worked through people. Right? So God, people will bless you when you do right. So in the upside down kingdom, he says, God's way of doing business is look at people the way God see people and not as dollars. Don't be like the world and be greedy. Right? Greed means I'm getting more than what I need. I keep on getting even though I don't need it. I just gotta have it. You know. I just need some new furniture. I don't let nobody sit on the furniture I got. They ain't sat on it in 5 years, but I need some new. And here's the thing: I don't have enough money, so I'm gonna charge it. So they're gonna charge you, the world's gonna charge you 18% on the dollar. 20-some percent on the dollar. So you're giving 20% of your money away. That's why it's hard for me to finance stuff in the church. It's hard. It's hard. We need the air conditioning. That's why we do the 20 plus. It's hard for me to finance stuff. I know we should do it because that's what the world, but it's hard for me to take your money and then give it to the bank. I know they say that's the way to do it. No, I'm not going to make you guys rich off y'all tithes and offering. But that's how you do business. The problem is, soon as something go wrong, we got to shut the doors down because we ain't got enough money because we've overextended. Everybody said, tear it all out. Put all chairs in. Then who going to give us $35,000 to do it? Let's finance it. Okay, then fine. It take us, I bought my house. How many people bought your house? Raise your hand. I bought my house. We've been 30 years. It's paid for, right? Do you know I bought my house for $100,000? I paid almost $500,000 for the house. For the first 10 years, the principal never went down. For the first 10 years, my principal never changed. I kept giving them all that money, and the payment was still, the house, the mortgage was still the same. I'm like, I just gave y'all $700. How do I still owe $99,000? I did that for 10 years, and I still owe $99,000. That's what I paid for the house. That's cheap, ain't it? I know y'all wish y'all could get a house for $99,000. It won't work. But here's the thing, right? Because the world takes, and they kind of figure out, how can I use your money to make money? Right? So I went to the bank to get some money. My son had got in trouble, so I went to the bank, and I said, listen, they said, this is what it's going to cost to get him out. Right? I said, I'm not paying no bail bondsman. He going to rip me off. I'm going to the bank, and I'm going to be the bail bondsman. Do you know they wouldn't even let me do it? They wouldn't let me bail them out with my money. They forced me to go to a bondsman and to pay him, so that man made money off me. I was mad as yesterday. God said, don't worry. He messed up. He yours, so you got to pay for it. I'm like, dang, AJ. Right now, but here's the thing. That's what the world do. Now, granted, I'm going to let you guys in on a secret, right? God bless me beyond that. Because what the life I live, I did what I did, and God turned around and blessed me. Right? Now, let me get through this. I'm going to get through this sermon. I promise. I'm going to be done. Won't he will. Right now. Here we go. So So Jesus called them together. Here's what he said. I'm about to get this good, Daryl. So Jesus called them together and said, you know, now this, everybody said the upside down kingdom. You know that the rulers of this world lord over their people, right? Now he's training leaders, the world leaders, right? He says, they lord over the people. He says, and officials flaunt their authority over those under them. Then he says this. But among you, everybody say among you, because we're about to flip this kingdom. Among you, it will be different. Everybody say different. Whoever wants to be a leader among you, everybody say must. You must have a different mindset. You got to have a mind to serve the people, not take from them. So in God's kingdom, he said, listen, we about to change. We about to flip this thing upside down. He took 12 men and changed the world. He said, we're going to flip this thing upside down. He says, and I'll tell you what. I don't want you guys, even when you go out to minister, don't take a money bag with you. Don't take nothing. Don't you take nothing because the people are going to take care of you. Right? He says this. He says, whoever wants to be a leader among you must be your servant. And whoever wants to be first among you must be a slave of everyone else. That means you must be a servant of everyone. If you want to be first, right? Kingdom always telling me all the time, Pastor, sit down. Pastor, you don't need to do this here. Commander, quit cutting the grass, Pastor. You don't do all the what they don't understand is I can't not do it. Because he said, if you up here, Chris, then you better do it first. He said, you better show the, he said, you are, he said, if you serve, I'm going to bless you. He said, don't you sit there and think you high and mighty because you the pastor and everybody got to serve you. The higher I raise you, the more you better serve. He said, in this kingdom, the more I bless you, the more you bless others. He said, have a mindset to serve, not to be served. The problem with us, the more we move up in life, the more we think people ought to serve us. I'm the boss. You know, you need to treat me like I'm the boss. If you're the boss in Jesus' kingdom, he says, then if you're the boss, then you want to make sure everybody else is taken care of. Right? Your job is to make sure everybody else is taken care of. Do whatever you can. I don't care what the system said. Do whatever you can to make sure people are taken care of. That's your responsibility. Whatever your job is, because you're different. Right, I bless you to have that nice job. I bless you to be a social worker. I know the job is hard. I told my daughter this. I said, I know the job is hard, but God equipped you for this. He knew there's some people going to get in, it's going to be in trouble. And I need people with my heart to be there to serve them, to fight for them. But don't you get there and think you're the one. Most of us think we the one. As we move up, I'm the one. Right? Then he says, watch this here. For even the Son of Man came not to what? Be served. Jesus, I didn't come for you guys to serve me. That's not why I came. Everybody, well, I guess you got to worship Jesus. Jesus, well, he said, that ain't why I came. He said, I didn't come for you guys to worship and serve me. Right? He said, watch this here. For even the Son of Man came not to be served, but to what? Serve others. And to give his life as a ransom for many. Now, he said, I came for the purpose of sacrifice in this kingdom. In this kingdom, I came to be a blessing to others. Here's our problem. Some of us are so smart and so brilliant and so intelligent. All we want to figure out how I can make money. So you entrepreneurs, you got business, but you're still scrapping. Now, I can't talk about nobody else. I can only talk about Durin. I can't talk about nobody else, right? I was a photographer, right? I didn't know nothing about photography. I ain't gonna lie. I wasn't that great. I made it up. I learned it on the fly. Now, some people say I wasn't good, right? But I sent my daughter to college for 4 years. I was sending her $2,000 a month for 4 years on photography money alone. So everybody that said I wasn't no good, somebody else said I was good. Now, here's the deal. I'm going to give you a secret to life. All you entrepreneurs, raise your hand if you're an entrepreneur. Right. Everybody I took a picture of could have got their pictures for free. All they'd do is tell me they didn't have the money. And sometimes I would talk to people just to find out where they was. And when I found out what it was, I had people, this is the truth, I had people that stole my pictures and copied them. I went in the company called me, I said, cut them up. Right? And then I said, because they copied them, they're going to get a bad copy. I says, I'm going to send you the original, right? And I want the originals done, and give me the order, and I took it to their house and dropped it off to them and told them, you ain't got to pay for them. God told me to give them to you. Now, here's the thing. If I'm not lying, I didn't tell you. We never, ever, we've been married for 40 years, 39 years. It's not a person walking on 2 feet can ever tell you that they had to loan us money in 39 years. We borrowed money one time from the bank when we first got saved. That's when I was stupid and spent all my money. That was the first year we got all our money. I spent it all because they told me I could have it. I was a young boy, didn't know no better. I took the bulk of my salary in June, spent it all, and I was broke. And I was so broke, but I was so into God that the president of the bank met with me and said, listen, I tell you what, we're going to loan you the money with no interest, and you tell me what the payment going to be. And he loaned us money. Am I telling the truth or didn't he? He loaned us money to carry us through the rest of the summer, and we set the payment range on my signature alone. That wasn't nobody but God, right? That's how God worked when you live his way, right? So that's the upside down kingdom, because my whole life was serve the people. Everybody said serve the people. If you serve the people, God gonna bless you. But if you try to take from them, right, and you greed and you buy, quit buying more clothes than you need. Don't buy all this extra stuff when you don't have the resources for it. Let your wife be the best dressed woman in the business. Let her get rid of some of the other clothes. But don't let her lack. Listen, Ardina, I'm not lying. Ardina ain't never, in 39 years, they never wanted for nothing in 39 years. I told my kids, my grandson back there, I told my grandson the other day, I said, don't you ask nobody for no money. Not Chris, not your granny, nobody. I said, but don't you ask nobody for nothing. I said, I want to make sure you got it. Whatever you got to have, I'll make sure you got it. Right? I told my kids, don't borrow from nobody. Don't you ask your uncles, don't do nothing. That's my responsibility. Because if I live right, God gonna open up the windows of heaven, pour out a blessing. We ain't got room, let's receive it. Listen, I hope my daughter listens online, and she'll say the comment back. My daughter went to college, and she thought she was rich. She thought we were millionaires. I said, Nessa, we ain't millionaires for real. She said, she didn't know what the rest of their friends was talking about. Because the upside down kingdom. Because I was serving, God kept on blessing. I'm trying to tell y'all how to live right in this kingdom, right? So you got to have a kingdom. Everybody say, I got to have a kingdom attitude. Now, real quick, I'm going to cut across the field because I'm going to be done at 12:30. I got 4 minutes. Now, you put this scripture on the board real quick. Put up the opening scripture. Now, I'm going to cut across the field because I don't have time, right? Right? Okay, go to the, yep, put it up. First of all, because charity starts at home, then spreads abroad, right? So I can't be somewhere else and not do it at home. Amen? Amen. Lord, I thank you. I thank you for this day. And Lord, we want to open up the door for people who don't know you, don't have a relationship with you. And let the day be their birthday where they give their life to you and they transform the way they think and they start walking with a kingdom mindset. So I just thank you for everyone that's listening on the airways, for all those who came out. Lord, thank you for this message. Thank you for your blessing. Thank you for being so good in our life. We just appreciate you so much for all that you do. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Consider yourselves dismissed. God bless you. The altar is open for those who like prayer. God bless you.